I can't resist opening this interview by asking you about the book Cans, The Life's Work of an Optimistic Dog.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's a project that I did with one of my dogs. His name is Jojo, and he's a cattle dog, and cattle dogs are known for being rough and tumble. And we have cats, too, and I discovered that Jojo liked licking the cans of the empty cat foods when we would serve the kitties, and he started chomping down on the cans. And after several months, I started collecting them just for the heck of it. And I threw them into a bag when he was done cleaning it and chomping it. And I realized after I collected a couple hundred that it was sort of interesting to see them all together. So we applied for an artist retreat sabbatical and spent 2 weeks together in Michigan working on our book.
I'm sorry. Marty McGinnis, your logo is Happy Art.
Yes.
And tell me about getting your start doing martoons in Fiji in the Peace Corps.
I went and got a master's degree and got a regular job, 9 to 5, and that was all well and good. But I decided that I needed to do something really adventuresome before I got too old. So I joined the Peace Corps. And while I was there, I did a whole big cartoon book for the World Health Organization entitled Worms and Germs. And it was cartoons about basic health care and health education. So after 2 years of doing that, I came back to the United States. And now I was brave enough to pursue my art as a career choice. So that's what I did.
That seems very unlikely, but I believe you.
It's true. So you mentioned happy art. The reason why I went to the Peace Corps was I had a sister who was in her early 30s diagnosed with a brain tumor, and she ended up dying. And that just slapped me like a cold fish in the face. And at that point, I said, man, I want to make sure that I do some of the stuff that I want to do right away, just because you never know.
I figured there was a story like that because you are full out there. It looks to me like, you know, you have great success in Europe, then you have great success in big cities. And now you're doing felting. What will you be bringing to Lowertown Arts and Music Festival? You've been before, I see, but what are you bringing this year?
This year I'm going to bring my paintings. I've gone back to my paintings roots and with kind of a fresh eye. Last year I played around with felting, and that was tons and tons of fun. But it's hard to sell felted wool items in the summer. So I said, let's go back and sell crazy paintings instead. So that's what I'm bringing. And, you know, I love to do it all, but truly and really, I love to paint. And so that's what I'll be bringing, a selection of my recent work, highlighting sort of, it's happy art, yes, but I am not afraid to dig into deeper concepts. So I've got some really upbeat looking images that actually go deep into the spiritual and quantum realms.
You seem to be able to do that on your blog as well. I loved your post in April of can you teach me to draw? I love the way you approached speaking of that.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to, I've got a light touch, and so I try to use that for not just my benefit, but for the benefit of anyone who cares to check in with me.
Will you be selling any of your books? And tell me, along with that question, this book, is it Happy Lani?
Yes. Happy Lani is the natural history of a dreamland. And I did that as an art project on a different artist retreat. I really dug deep into that concept. And so, being a voracious reader of layman's quantum physics, I read everything by Brian Greene and Matteo Taku and anyone else I can get my hands on, because I try to make sense of the world from the inside out. And so I have come to convince myself that anything we think of in terms of our imagination and what we put together in our dreams and our daydreams, I think it's real. You know, and my Happy Landing project was me proving it. So I came back. It was like I was a natural history explorer in my own dream world. And I came back with what I call evidence, photographs, little sculptures, artifacts, I call them. And so I present this evidence in that particular book.
You know, I don't want our listeners to think that Marty McGinnis and Happy Art is artsy, craftsy kinds of stuff. This is fairly high profile. You've sold in very kind of glitzy galleries in Chicago, in Europe. Which of the books was published by McGraw-Hill? That you know, you say you're one of the most amazing moments in your career was when you walked into an office at McGraw-Hill and they bought a book from you.
They did, yeah. So it was called Home Sweet Ant Hill, and it was a story about an ant who comes to make her home. Because, you know, home is important to everyone.
I know. I always feel really bad when I try to disperse ants because they have obviously taken some time.
They have, you know, but you know they are hard-headed little buggers and they will not listen to reason. And so sometimes you just have to relook.
I know, it's like weapon of mass destruction. I feel that way when I'm dealing with them. But back to you and your digital design. Tell me about the piece you did, the video you did for the World Equestrian Games.
Oh gosh, that was so much fun. So I lived in Chicago, and we got tired of that, and we moved to Kentucky. So since being in Kentucky, I have really been able to run after the dreams of my inner horse crazy girl. And so in so doing, I've gotten a horse, I've studied horsemanship, and I got connected in with the World Equestrian Games when they came to Lexington in 2010 by being a volunteer. And they put it out there, with the main sponsor of the event here in Lexington was Alltech, and they put it out there, a challenge to create a video to kind of generate some excitement for what was coming. So I did that, and what I tried to do with that video was I tried to capture the magic of how it is for me, and I know many women my age and like me, how magical it is for us to be with and interact with horses and be in their presence. So that video was meant to capture that, and I guess it resonated with them because they gave me a prize. And not to mention, you know, free admission to the whole thing, and I was in the presence of just the highest upper-class horses and horsemen and women that are on the globe, you know. It was just so many magical moments.
Wow. I'm obviously at your website, which is a hoot in itself. Tell me about wooden sculptures and lamps. You make those as well?
I used to, back in the day, when I was doing my art kind of in the fine crafts realm, I would go to the national shows around the country, New York and San Francisco, and I would sell multiples of things. So I was doing wooden lamps and sculptures probably about, oh my gosh, 20 years ago.
What was your basic training?
Not art. Oh, no. I couldn't do art. You can't make money with art. So I studied marketing and other things. And like I said, Peace Corps was my bridge to my true self.
Yeah, but the marketing has obviously paid off.
Well, it has.
Yeah.
It especially these days, it really is good to be able to be nimble with that.
Well, and nimble you are. I want to ask you, though, what is the next thing you're getting into?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what my next thing is that I'm getting into. I have a dream, and my dream is to make a full-color book of just painting images, illustrations, digging deep into the concept of what is life and what is death. And I played with that concept on a mini comic I did recently, and it really has resonated with a lot of people, particularly those who have recently lost a pet. So I want to do that story into a full-on picture book for grown-ups and kids alike.
Wow. Well, thank you for speaking with me. That sounds like an excellent project, and we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much.